Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Tomball Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TBLL. I am chatting with the CEO and chairman, Adam Horn. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Tomball Mines is focused in the Geraldton Gold Camp in Ontario. Company holds a flagship project, the Tomball Main Group property. Now, Adam, we've talked a lot about this F zone because of what looks like the continuation from the Equinox Greenstone mine that is directly to the east of the Tomball Main Group property here. However, the company just came out with some news today, November 15th. The title says Tomball Mines embarks on its surface exploration program and completes inaugural near surface drilling. I am going to post a couple figures below this interview, figure one and two from the news release, as well as a slide outlining the F zone and that, again, continuity that it looks like from that greenstone mine. First things first, though, I want to talk about this completion of the inaugural near surface drilling because it's on a different area within the project that we've only briefly touched on in past interviews. It's the Tomorrah past producing mine. You only drill, I think, 1,100 meters here just to get an understanding of this different area on site. One of the best holes, hole two, yielded 11.5 meters of 1.65 grams per ton gold. Adam, bring us up to speed on this Tomorrah past producing mine, why it is a target for the company. And again, summarize some of these results for us, please.
Thanks for the introduction. The reason why we focus on Tomorrah is there has been 10 past producing mines within the Geraldton Gold Camp, of which our neighbor, Greenstone Mine, as it's now called, have 8 past mines and we have 2 past mines. A big part of our neighbor's success has stemmed entirely from doing drilling and getting resources on those past producing mines. In fact, 75% of their past producing mines yielded resources that were exponentially higher than that of what was mined in that area. And we'll touch upon that later. So we've always felt it was very important to engage in a dual track strategy of focusing on the F zone and continuing that trend from our neighbors as it plunges from east to west, and looking at open targets on our properties in the Geraldton Gold Camp. So within the 15 kilometers of past producing mines from the east to the west, two of that we're going to focus on at least two of them, which we own, which is Tomorrah. And what is Tom Bill's original mine, which had quite a bit of success in the 1940s as well. So I think that's where the focus is. Now, on with regards to the results, we're quite happy that this has given some positive indications. We basically intersected results over 22 meters, and that weighted out at about 2.47 grams per ton over that initial program. So we feel there's some encouraging signs there, and we hope to demonstrate that there's a continuity of that within the Tomorrah past producing gold mine.
So I think what's important here, Adam, too, is that you're showing that there are other opportunities on your project rather than just the continuation of this F zone. Obviously, the F zone is very attractive, but early on results here from Tomorrah show that there is some mineralization on different parts of this project. Plus, it's a past producing mine. This Tomorrah mine was mined in around the 1940s. Had there been any other follow-up work done at this area since the mining?
Well, there was some very infrequent and not very in-depth work done in the 50s. But there really has not been no modern exploration techniques have been applied to this property since the 1970s. So that's why we focus. And there's just Corey, there's just no doubt that our neighbors, you know, did a fabulous job in converting what was a past historical camp into a new resource. They went over all these old mines, and what they found is they got exponentially much more ounces in their resource estimates. Plus, they found it was lower grade and nearer to the surface. And that's because during the period when these mines were producing, they were really focusing on the high grade, deeper stuff. So they and it wasn't probably economic for them to really focus on what's now available to mine near the surface. So it's really that's really what motivated us. We just saw within the area there was just more opportunity there, and so. You know, we're looking at four targets effectively. We've got our F-zone target, which we've been proving out. And then we're looking at three near surface targets to diversify our portfolio. And that is the Tomville Original Mine, which is 3 kilometers west on the Trans-Canada Highway from the main group. Tamara Long Lake, which we're discussing today. And then we're going to look for some other surface targets, which are above the Bankfield Tomville fault. Which is in the northern half of our property and basically north of the Trans-Canada Highway.
Okay, this can all be seen in that figure two. And that figure two outlines all these other resources and mines that have been proven up in this area. Let's focus a little bit on your neighbor directly to the east here, that Equinox Greenstone mine. An announcement last week was that this mine is starting construction, estimated to be done in, I believe, 2024. What's the significance here of having this mine, a new mine, right beside the main group property?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the significance is it you know, an awful lot of work and investment went into this, and it's got world-class owners in Equinox and Orion. What happened was Premier Gold bought this property and other properties around us in 2008. And with the help of Tim Chuomi and Ben Claylin, they were the two geologists from 2008 to 2016 who proved out this resource. They now consult and advise for us. So we've got the same team that proved out this asset. So, you know, infrastructure is going to improve dramatically. There'll be 1,400 people. Not that we've got fantastic infrastructure and jurisdiction right now. We have first class with airports and highways and 4,000 people in the camp. But it just further legitimizes the area. Their mine is going to be the third or fourth largest mine in Canada when it starts pouring gold in the second half of 2024. Between now and the first half of 2024, they are assembling their mill, building their tailing facilities, getting everything ready to take that ore into that mill, which will have a capacity of handling 28,000 tons per day of ore. They are going to start stockpiling ore at the second half of next year. It's all moving quite quickly. They have actually had, you know, over 120 people on site over the last year, so it's not like they, you know, pulled the trigger, decided to start construction. There'd been a lot of preparation in advance of this.
There has been. And this is a well-known mine that is being built. Just one more comment on this figure too, in this overall map. You do have a scale there, but just take us through the overall size of this fault. And again, I believe you said 10 mines in this area. Just summarize the overall location then of how Tomville, the main group, fits right into really the middle of this fault.
Yes, the scope of these mines start from the east side with Hard Rock and go west to Key Lake. And that represents 15 kilometers, and they're all past producing mines north of the Bankfield Tomville fault. Ironically, the Trans-Canada Highway sort of maps exactly with these past producing mines. So you just can go, you can start at one end of the highway and go 15 kilometers and you reach the other end of these mines. Tomville itself is smack in the middle. We are 5 kilometers from the first mine, which is Hard Rock. And then across our footprint, you would add about, 3.5 kilometers. So we represent on that continuum from basically 5 kilometers to 8.5 kilometers of the 15. So it really is right in the middle.
All right. Let's also just remind everybody of the F-Zone deep drilling program. We have talked about that, but now also this surface exploration program. How is it all tying together in terms of the overall exploration strategy for the company to move forward here?
Yeah, our strategy is to diversify a little more on the exploration. We're going to continue the F-Zone. We've had holes of equivalent grades and dimensions to that of the F-zone on our neighbor. So their F-zone on our neighbor represents a strike of about 4.6 kilometers from the start of the open surface where the open pit is going. And it plunges pretty consistently at 12 degrees to our border. And so that strike is about 4.6 kilometers. With regards to the F-zone and the other zones that our neighbor is going to mine, it represents about 40 to 50% of the total gold that they will pull out will come from the F zone itself. So it's very important because it is the highest grade zone, and it allows, and this would apply to ourselves, it allows you to economically access the F zone, but you can access the other zones with lesser grade, just because you've already sunk the cost into getting that zone, and that pays for accessing that. So we will continue that program, and our hope is that our drilling will go from 300 meters from their border in terms of the F zone, and we can prove it out to 2.5 kilometers. That's what our intent is. With regards to the surface, we'll focus on Tamora and Tomboy Original Group. Since there are two past producing mines, and we've seen, as I mentioned earlier, that strong correlation with past producing mines creating new resources and at much higher potential ounces than what they mined out. So we'll focus on that simultaneously.
So then in terms of news flow, what should investors be focused on? Because this is a bit of a growth year for the company to focus not just on the F zone, but again, still have the F zone as kind of the flagship target.
Yeah, news flow will be a combination of the two. And given where we are, I think people will just be looking at the grades and the widths of those intervals. So that's what we're focused on doing, is hopefully providing that information that our drilling is yielding results that suggest we're moving in the right direction with near surface open pit or the higher grade F zone, where we hopefully maintain those intercepts and those grades.
And Adam, just a quick little update then. How much cash does the company still have to move through this exploration?
Well, we have $2.5 million currently.
Perfect. Adam, we're going to wrap it up there. And again, I will be posting all those figures and images below this interview so that you can all follow along with that. And if you have any other follow-up questions for Adam regarding any of the exploration going on within Tomboy Mines, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Adam to address those. Adam, thank you, as always, for the update. Please keep in touch and keep us up to date on future news.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Really appreciate it. All the best.